when you're ready, no problem.
Okay, I think we're now being recorded.
Okay, so what we were saying is that the angle of the thumb has to be perpendicular to the top, not sided. That's number one. Now, number two is that we will make it near, not touching, but near our index finger to the thumb to balance the hand like this. I see the fingers contracted, and the fingers should not be contracted. Fingers should be natural, the hand normal like this, natural. And now, just the index goes up a little bit, like near the thumb. This is for the balance of the weight of the wrist. And then the point that's right, the point where we will hit the note is more a metallic side. Although not too much, but a little bit, 1 centimeter farther from the half point between the wall and the bridge to the right. That's the point here. You see, it sounds totally different. Now, the way we play this thing is going into the sink, into the outside, like this.
Thank you. Thank you.
setting our training will be that just as you took reference of six straight groups, then you will do six, eight. Say good with the minor here. Then we do six straight, then fifth, fourth, third, okay, but we'll do first with the harmonics, because chord can be any chord. We don't have problems with the chord. Okay. Please play the number two video, number two, which is this one here.
Number two, is this where we were?
One, two,
yes,
three, four.
Number two. It's
okay. Number two. Example two or one. You click example two, right?
This is technique series one.
Then wait. Close that video and open the other one I sent you.
Okay. Let's start all over again.
I just sent you another. Click example one.
Example one.
One.
Yeah, that's a different one now.
Two. One. Two. Three. Four.
That's not muted. That's.
Yeah, first with the harmonics. The harmonics are played with which finger? Finger four.
Thank you.
an unlisted link. Careful, because this one is a special additional material only for students. Link. This is from CFG channel. And this is a video about the rhythm and how to internalize the rhythm. This is a special, and it's here. Keep this link because this one is not available on the public channel.
Okay, I don't see it yet, though. Oh, here it is. Okay.
Now, this is with the 6 chords of Rimancho. What we will do is try to play the click example one and try to follow it. Let me see where you are.
Okay, all right. Now we got like 7 examples, but we'll start at 1.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4.
3 days a week, you should practice with this video. Goes 27 minutes from the beginning to end. Try to follow the things I do there.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Thank you. one say, what about the strumming? What about the strumming but the one? Play that along with example one, so to see if it fits into the rhythm.
Okay.
One. Two. One, two, three, four.
Is it two strums per chord change or one strum per chord change?
No, two strums per one chord change. Look at it. One.
Okay. Let me go back and I'll just continue from here.
The exact example is on example six, Bruce. Click example six. And then you see exactly what you have to do over the one.
Okay. Trouble is, when I'm playing, I can't hear you.
Or a speaker or something.
Let's see if this helps. Video 3, okay.
Example 1, because we need to fix that strumming exactly as I do there. So, let me practice with the rhythm stuff. And I want you to practice it with the counting because we need to fix the chords over those things also.
Okay, so this one. Okay, example one. So next week I will work on video two, I think it's video two, context two,
yes.
Number
in
one.
In case you need to do really slow, then we just go to number one, which is here. But I don't think we maybe can start from two. You have it, you play it well, but I need it to be very accurate and steady in the rhythm. Steady, okay. Like one, two, three, four, very
stiff.
Do that, and I see you next time.
Okay, thank you, Ruben.
Thank you, my dear. Thank you.
Bye. Okay.